Can Bitcoin's 2017 playbook repeat with a drop to 35K? Bitcoin's latest price action has traders wondering if a much sharper correction is just around the corner. A popular analyst on X, formerly Twitter, known as Chiefy, argues that the current market structure is eerily similar to what happened after the major peaks in 2017 and 2021. If this historical pattern continues to echo the past, his roadmap points to a potential slide toward the $35,000 zone in the near term. Why some traders think history might rhyme. Crypto markets move in cycles, and technical analysts often look for recurring structures to anticipate the next big move. Chiefy's chart, shared on X, overlays the post-peak behavior from the 2017 bull market and the 2021 cycle top with Bitcoin's current price action. His core idea: after a major cycle high, Bitcoin tends to trace out similar macro patterns before finally finding a solid bottom. According to his analysis, the present structure lines up with the mid-stage of a deeper correction, not the end of it. How the 2017 and 2021 cycles played out. To understand the current concern, it helps to briefly revisit what happened in those past cycles. 2017 cycle, Bitcoin rocketed to nearly $20,000, followed by a sharp crash. After the initial drop, price attempted several weak rallies that created a series of lower highs before eventually sliding much deeper into a long bear market. 2021 cycle, the market topped above $60,000, corrected, then formed what many saw as a double top pattern. As in 2017, the failed rebounds and fading momentum set the stage for a prolonged downtrend. In both cycles, the pattern was similar: a blow-off top, an aggressive sell-off, then a deceptive period where price seemed to stabilize before another leg lower. Chiefy suggests Bitcoin may currently be in that deceptive stabilization phase again. The bearish target, why $35,000 matters. Chiefy's projection points toward an eventual move into the $35,000 region. That level isn't chosen at random. It roughly aligns with previous high volume trading zones where a lot of buying and selling happened earlier in the cycle. Potential support in many traders' technical models, including areas traders often watch like prior breakout zones and key moving averages on higher timeframes. A psychologically significant level that could attract dip buyers looking for a more favorable long-term entry. In other words, a move to $35,000 would represent a painful drawdown, but not an outlandish one when compared to how harsh Bitcoin's past corrections have been. Patterns are helpful, not prophecy. It's important to keep perspective. No technical pattern guarantees the future. Bitcoin today isn't operating in the same environment as 2017 or 2021. A few key differences stand out. Institutional involvement. Spot Bitcoin ETFs, public company treasuries, and more professional trading desks can change both liquidity and volatility dynamics. Macro conditions, interest rates, inflation, and global risk appetite are very different from previous cycles, which can either cushion or magnify any correction. Regulatory backdrop. Ongoing regulatory developments in major markets may distort historical comparisons, both positively and negatively. Think of historical patterns as weather forecasts, not fixed scripts. They offer probabilities, not certainties. A move to $35,000 is one plausible path, but not the only one. How traders might approach this setup. For active traders and long-term investors, a potential repeat of past cycle behavior raises practical questions. While everyone's risk tolerance and strategy are different, here are some ways market participants often respond to this kind of setup. Risk management first, tightening position sizes, using stop losses, or trimming leverage to avoid being wiped out by a sudden sharp drop. Staggered entries. Instead of trying to catch the bottom, some investors plan laddered buy orders at multiple lower price levels, including